subject to some ass-kicking shiznit. From Null Soft Shoutcast.
Hello.
This is Betty.
Hello. Hello. This is Betty. Hello. This is Betty. Hello. Hello. This is Betty.
It's 420. Grab your bongs, bitches.
Hello. This is Betty.
Grab your bongs, bitches.
Hello. This is Betty.
Are you still waiting?
It's 420.
Are you still waiting?
Grab your bongs, bitches.
Or later.
Hello. This is Betty.
And this is Betty.
Hello. This is Betty.
It's Betty again. Are you still waiting?
Is the show that nobody told you about. This is the show that your brother warned you about. This is the show that you probably shouldn't be listening to. This is
the Joe and Anthony Show on
Tampa.
Shot.
Yes. Tampa.
Wow. Somebody got a little too excited while they were getting munchy, munchy, munchy on things, huh? Yeah. Oh, well, while we let Joe kind of try to go through whatever his choky thing. Hi, everybody. It's Anthony live from our temporary Studio A in Club MDW in Terminal B, right outside Gate B1.
Wow.
Wow. Wow.
Hey, everybody. It's Joe. I'm in Studio B, located in the middle of air full of allergens. In Chicago, of course.
Yay, allergens.
Allergens.
Wiki, wiki, wick, whack. Betty here. I am your premium lovable artificial personality unit. Yay. This is episode 303 of the Joe and Anthony Show for Monday, October 7th, 2024. Find us on iTunes, the Apple Podcasts app, Spotify, Radio for All, and of course, Chiampa Radio. Visit www.chiampa.org. That's chiampa.org. When you're there, click the menu, click programming, then clicky-clicky on the Joe and Anthony Show. Subscribe, add, like, favorite. Just do it now.
Fart.
All right, let's get cracking with the cheeky segment. Betty out. Fuck you, Roger.
Wow, they get a little anxious sometimes, don't they? Oh my goodness.
Yes, they do.
Yeah, right. So, wow.
So, the view that you see me now is called Sickly Green.
Sickly Green. Joe has been playing with the lights in his studio. Surprisingly, we still do this remotely, even though we're only like a few miles away from each other. Just because it's easier right now. My current studio space is also a bedroom, so it's a very, very tight space.
It's like mine.
It's like yours. It's exactly. Yeah. And putting an additional body in there with additional equipment makes it very complicated. Plus, yeah. I would probably end up blowing a fuse. So... So we still do the remote broadcasts. Of course, it works a lot better now that we're only trying to transverse across an intra-city connection as opposed to, you know, across half the country. Either way, you know, once we have a domicile that we can call our own, we'll have a studio space that we'll probably actually share pictures of as we create it and go through it and everything. So, and we may get lucky and actually find a place with a kitchen a secondary kitchen. We can make it the employee break room. It's just fantastic. So, but anyway.
I like the sound of an employee break room.
Yes, an employee. It's not the break room, it's the bake room. So, yeah, there's a hurricane brewing, and it's not looking good for, my God, Joe, what the hell are you doing with your lighting over there? it's not looking good for the west coast of Florida. So hopefully they stay safe. But I think it's a Category 5 hurricane now. Wow. In the Gulf, I think it's going to calm down a little bit before it reaches
unlike
the coast.
My camera.
Yeah, unlike your camera, which I have no clue what the hell's going over there. I mean, at one point,
yay,
it looked like you were in a
that's
cocaine
what I
fueled
wanted.
Rage. Look, you look normal again. You finally
now
look normal.
I look normal.
You look normal. You may not be yay. Normal, but you look normal. Meanwhile, here, the weather has actually been quite nice. It was actually a bit chilly this morning, which was nice. I enjoyed it. So it was good. I think, we were at like the 50s or something. At least I think I was in the 50s down here by Midway.
Yeah.
And, I had the windows cracked open and everything. I was like, ooh. So, and I'm starting to see some color on the trees, you know?
Really?
Yeah. I got a little bit of red. I got not the whole tree yet. Like just the tips of the tree. Like they're frosted. So like I got one a few blocks down. You can see from the window that's kind of starting to get some red on there. I got some golds going on and some yellows going on. Ever so slightly, but they're starting to change, which I'm enjoying because I haven't seen this in years, and I'm definitely looking forward to it. And the fact that I don't have to clean it up either, because I'll probably have a home next autumn, and I'll have to clean it up. So this year, I don't have to clean it up, and I can enjoy it for the time being. What am I smoking tonight?
What are you smoking tonight? Ooh, we're smoking chicken.
Chicken, yeah, I'm smoking chicken or cock. It depends on how you look at it. I'm actually smoking garlic and bananas, I was actually really reluctant to try it because the name garlic and bananas just sounds really
gross.
Yeah, it just sounds disgusting. But it's actually a pretty good strain of weed. It's definitely not a work weed. This is garlic and bananas is not a work weed. No. Windy City Mints is a great work weed. Garlic and bananas is not a good work weed. It gets you a little bubbly.
What varietal is it? Is it?
I believe it's actually a hybrid.
It's a hybrid.
I'd have to look at the container, which is out in the temporary. It's in the locker down the Concord, huh?
It's not a sleepy weed.
It's not an indica. It's definitely not an indica. It's either a hybrid or a sativa, but I believe it's probably a hybrid because I try to do a hybrid and sativa when I buy my weed. So
I see.
Yeah, and that's what I'm smoking and that's what I'm doing. What about you, Joe? How's it going for you?
Well, unfortunately, the allergies have struck again.
Ooh, you and your allergies.
Today was a pretty heavy day. I woke up and my eyes have just been... My eyes have been itchy.
Wow.
And,
yeah.
You know, there's been a lot of congestion. And so today, and I'm starting to feel it now, my eyes have just been waterworks and sensitive to the light. And I remember as a kid, I was like, I haven't felt like this in a long time where I've been really sensitive to the light. Like, I had to be in dark situations. Like, looking at my computer screen right now is actually a little difficult because of the white background, say, for instance, of the document. Yep. So anyways, intentionally left blank. I am currently smoking Mac 1, which, you know, nothing has really changed. It's a great weed for needing to relax, but it's also a great weed for when I need to be functional as well. But I want a little bit, you know, calmer demeanor, or want to feel my mind escaping.
Release your mind. Release your mind to the creativeness of
so
the
do we have any
chicken dance.
Ooh.
No, we do not have any voicemails,
which
is such a shame. It is such a shame, but it happens. It happens.
Okay. Well, guess what, folks? Our chat room is open at chiampa.org, and our phone lines are ready right now. So give us a call at 813-327-8566 on your celery phone or that brand new pearl white slimline push button digital telephone with automatic last number redial you just picked up. at the AT&T store. Okay, Anthony, what you got for us in the weeds corner?
I can't wait to get my phones back.
Yeah.
So I'm getting my possessions back on the 21st is the move date. So I'm clearing out the pod on the 21st and moving it into a storage unit. So I've already got the movers scheduled, and I'm good to go with all that. And I'll have access to all my stuff. I actually got a storage unit that's larger than the size of the pod that we had, so we can kind of organize it and kind of group things. So we can go to it, like, say, hey, here's Christmas decorations. We want to put up the Christmas tree. We can go get the Christmas tree. Or, you know, hey, you know, we've got books over here. I need to find a reference book for something. Or, you know, we've got dishware over here, and I'm looking for a particular bowl, or we want to get these dishes out, or, you know, just something we get in my toolbox. I can get to my fucking toolbox again, which would be great. Yeah, because I'm lost without my toolbox. So weed corner. Yeah, let's wander off to the weed corner. So
weed corner.
The weed corner. Our first comes from ABC News. And Tourism Minister Kenneth Bryan said there is widespread support amongst legislators in Cayman Islands to hold a public vote on whether to turn possession of small amounts of marijuana into a minor offense. If the measure is approved by voters, possession of small amounts of marijuana would be treated like a minor offense, similar to getting a traffic ticket and leading to no criminal record, Bryan said. The proposed amount has not yet been decided. The Cayman Islands legalized medical marijuana in May of 2017, but recreational use remains illegal. Local laws dictate a person's sentence of up to a year for possession of up to 12 grams of marijuana for a first offense. If the measure is approved, the Cayman Islands would join several nations across the socially conservative Caribbean region that have relaxed their cannabis laws. Which is funny because, you know, you wouldn't think of the Caribbean as being very stringent on marijuana laws, but they really are. It's, you know, it's one of those things.
Conservatism.
So, all right. So our next story comes from the AP News. An effort to expand Arkansas's medical marijuana program fell short of the required signatures and won't qualify for the November ballot, Secretary of State John Thurston said last Monday. Thurston said in a letter to the measure's sponsor that his office determined that only 88,000 of the signatures submitted by the group were valid, falling short of the 90,704 needed from registered voters to qualify for the ballot. That's such an odd number. The medical marijuana proposal was aimed at expanding a measure that the state's voters approved in 2016, it would have broadened the definition of medical professionals that can qualify patients for medical cannabis and expand qualifying conditions and made medical cannabis cards valid for up to 3 years. You, like, blanked out on me for a moment. And I can't hear you now.
I muted my camera.
Now I can hear you.
Because I was having allergy difficulties.
That's fine. I didn't know if we had a technical difficulty or not.
Nope.
Arkansas's For Patient Access submitted more than 150,000 signatures in favor of the proposed amendment. The state told the group in July it had fallen short of the required number, but had qualified for an additional 30 days to circulate petitions. And that's it for your weed corner. Back to you, Joe.
You know, everything that we can do to legalize, because it's silly. You know, it is just silly. Anyways, it's time for today's fun fact about Chicago. Are you ready, Anthony?
Sure, why not?
The renowned Pablo Picasso sculpture, created specifically for the city and located in Richard J. Daley Plaza, weighs an intimidating 162 tons. It's also called Untitled. And that is from GoCity.com. Well, now, wasn't that interesting?
That was very exciting.
Fun fact about Chicago.
All right.
Just remember, the more you know, and you'll only know by listening to the Joe and Anthony Show. All right, Roger. Now you're chomping at the bit. Take it away.
Oh, hi. It's me, Roger, and I am here to tell you about today's National Day moment. For today, well, it won't be today, if you're not listening today, and today is October 7th, 2024, and it's National Chocolate-Covered Pretzel Day, National Propane Day, and for all you anti-fossil fuel people, it's National LED Day. Okay, now, let's watch Joe twiddle around a small wheel that somehow causes our Anthony to push a button that magically causes the bigger wheel to spin, spin, spin. No, 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 yes, yes, yes. Twiddle away, Joe, and push that button, Anthony.
I'm twiddling.
I did get something out of storage, though. I was able to grab this and bring this into the temporary studio here. It's the insurance wheel. I figured I'll keep it out in the concourse and see how many dollars people will throw in it to spin the wheel, right? Maybe we'll get some money out of it.
Well, if you stick it under the map of the universe, I think you might...
Under the map of the universe. It's a little big to fit in the spot of the map of the universe. I mean, it's quite a...
Are you saying this wheel is bigger than the universe?
Oh, my God. This is my favorite part of the wheel. Ooh. Yes, no.
You know, I didn't hear the wheel.
You didn't hear the wheel? You don't hear the wheel?
Not at all. You don't hear the wheel? Now I do.
Maybe the wheel's not loud enough. Oop. Oh, there you go. There you go. Oh, and look, you get some change, I think, out of the whole thing.
Love it.
Yeah. Well, I had to get it out of storage. We were paying too much for it. Anyway, so tonight our random story comes from NBC News Channel 2 out of Fort Myers and tells us of how not to shelter for a hurricane, which is going to be appropriate in the next upcoming 72 hours as well. Daniel, 30, of Cape Coral, is facing one charge of trespassing after being arrested. Lee County deputies responded to Walmart on 6 Mile Cypress for reports of a man on the roof with a handgun. When deputies arrived, an employee told them that he was checking the air conditioner unit after Hurricane Helene, and he noticed a man sleeping on the roof. Deputies say they made their way to the roof and found Rios taking a nap with a revolver in his hand. According to reports, Rios was on the roof the night before to ride out the storm. Yeah, right?
Wow.
Isn't that great? Anyway,
with
folks.
Rios?
Yeah. Rios decided he was just going to go ahead and hang out. Just hang out on the roof for the hurricane. I wouldn't think a roof would be the best place to wait out a hurricane. I mean,
but you got a revolver, so
it's going to be wet.
You're saved.
It's going to be windy. It's going to be wet and windy.
You can shoot at the rain. You can shoot at the wind.
Shoot at the hurricane. Shoot at the hurricane. That's what they were doing a few years ago. I think when Irma came around, or even one before then. I think it was before Irma. I can't remember the one before them. Like, I don't know, like Betty or something.
You know, because those magic bullets, man.
The magic bullets, yeah. Everything. If you shoot the magic bullets at the hurricane will go away. It's friggin' awesome. I mean, how much time? Look, this is why I left the state, man. It's just got too fucking crazy. Anyway, so hang tight, folks. We'll be back in about 2 minutes after this short break. I think. Yeah. All right. Yeah, there
Maybe
we go.
Maybe that should be a show title.
Hello, everybody. This is Joe, your host on WEED Cheyenne for Radio. Do you miss those commercials that we used to broadcast? You know, some of those retro commercials for Alka-Seltzer, Kent Cigarettes, and Philip Morris. Well, tonight, in Joe's Retromercials, we bring them to you here on WEED, Cheyenne Radio. Flashback.
Hello! Hello!
4 by 12 o'clock. Oh, your phone!
There's no time.
Lots of people with telephones not made by AT&T are reporting some kind of complaint. When was the last time you had a complaint with an AT&T phone? Get the first-class phones of AT&T. You get what you pay for. AT&T, the right choice.
Baby spare ribs, roast beef, hot links, and more to give. Cube steaks, hot dogs, real tips, ooh, pork chops, turkey wings, and chicken wings, too. Give me a wave if you like catfish. Jump up if it's your favorite dish. Tommy likes ribs and chicken wings. If you like, too, let me hear you scream. Wave for catfish. Scream for ribs. Ooh, and oink.
Here's a cute new magic mushroom. Where's the old one?
This is it.
Smells like new.
This must be the old one.
Smells like new to me.
Airwick Magic Mushroom smells like new day after day for over a month.
Like new, like new, like new.
Magic Mushroom.
Oh, 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 who's that kid with the Oreo cookie licking up the creamy milk like she did when she was little? It's hard to hide the kid inside when you're crunching O-R-E-O.
Now, back to some ass-kicking shiznit. From Null Soft Shoutcast.
All right, go ahead and cue one of those robot things.
This one.
Hi, Steady here. With all the fun we have around here, why not be a part of the show? Give us a call at 813-327-8566. Be sure to check out Headphone Meditations with John DuBose and many other fine shows we carry on Shyamba Radio. Be sure to visit Shyamba.org, that's Chiampa.org, for our complete broadcast schedule, and much more. And now, for Joe's weather and informative news. Back to you, Joe. Betty out.
Thank you, Betty.
Thank you, Betty.
You got it, Joe.
Oh, goodness.
You got it, Anthony.
Oh, my goodness. Don't scream, Betty. Don't scream.
Well, before we get to the news sourced by our very own Chippa Skipper, edited by the on-crack Chicago news team led by Dick White, it's time for your Shyamba Chicago weather from our very own Chicago's O'Hare International Airport, I guess. Unless you're listening live, it's not partly cloudy and 65. The dew point is 26, which is dry.
It is dry.
It's at 23%. And winds are howling out of the northwest part of Joe's butthole at 8 miles per hour. And for your pilot types, the visibility is 10 miles. Tonight, clear with a low around 50. Tuesday, sunny with a high near 71. Wednesday, sunny with a high near 70. And yes, I think with the cooler breezes coming through, it's going to be allergy season. So I recommend you get your pills, your sprays, or whatever it is you need to do to take care of your allergies this season. And that's the weather as it happens from Studio B.
Woo.
Okay, Anthony, press that flashing any
key.
Now it's even mer fiber.
Ooh, I need that. That's helpful.
Fiber.
Yeah, when you live off of airport junk food for 2 months, it's kind of bad.
And now for the news.
You know, my cheese tells me I'm going to have gas later. So forget tea leaves and tarot cards. There's a Chicago area woman now that uses cheese to predict the future. Jennifer.
Cheese to predict the future, huh?
Yeah.
Okay.
Jennifer Billalock came into this world with a curious mind and a love for her cheese. Her propensity for inquisitivity led her to be a journalist and author of 8 books. But it was the cheese that continued to captivate her. She works at Beautiful Rye in Chicago's Logan Square as a cheese fortune teller. Chiromancy, or cheese reading, dates back to the 2nd century. She looks for shapes, patterns, lines, and even sex. Isn't that interesting?
Yeah, sure. That was very exciting. I wish all the best for her cheesy endeavors.
You know, you just couple that with some glasses of wine and you'll be able to predict anything.
Yeah, hey, you know, hey, why not? It's cheese, you know? You just might have a lot of lactose intolerance issues.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah. All right. Let's see what's going on.
Palmer
next.
Office chair. Come on. Let's go.
Oh, boy.
Palmer office chair.
Oh, boy.
So, you know, it must be some place to come home to. When a cat dashed into the woods of Yellowstone National Park during a camping trip in June, his California owners, Benny and Suzanne, thought they'd never see him again. The couple searched for 5 days through the woods near their campground at Fishing Bridge RV Park, but never found their 2-year-old male Siamese cat,
kitty,
Rainbow.
Kitty, kitty, kitty.
The couple said that Rainbow's sister, Star, started to meow throughout the screen door of the trailer. Eventually, when the couple made the tough decision to drive home to Salinas, California, Star, who had never been away from her brother, meowed all the way back. Yes, but almost 2 months later, Rainbow was found wandering the streets of Roseville, California, which is 3 hours north of where the couples live, and more than 800 miles away from Yellowstone National Park, as first reported by the news station KSBW, which, when a worker from a local society for the prevention of cruelty to animals notified the couple that rescuers had identified Rainbow from the microchip, the couple said they were shocked, just shocked, that the cat had made it back to California. I think it was planned.
I think the kitty really had a poop. And it was very finicky on where it was going to poop.
Yeah.
Cats are crazy that way.
Huh?
Probably got home and took the biggest cat turd you could imagine.
Oh, boy.
So big, it was like a Rubik's Cube.
Oh, speaking of, my tweezers don't work so good anymore now.
Why, do you ask?
Why?
The world's smallest Rubik's Cube.
Not a Rubik's Cube.
Highest price tag, too. The fully functional six-sided puzzle cube by Japanese toy maker Mega House is so tiny it could fit under a fingernail, and you might need tweezers to solve it.
Oh my god.
At the price of $5,320 or 777,777 yen, the cube was made available for pre-order on the manufacturer's website on Thursday and is expected to deliver next April. Each order comes with a stand declaring it the world's record smallest Rubik's Cube. Guinness World Records officially confirmed the puzzle by Mega House as the world's smallest rotating puzzle cube in August. The rotating puzzle cube is made from aluminum and weighs in at 0.33 grams or 0.01 ounces. It measures at 0.19 inches wide, 0.19 inches tall, and 0.19 inches long. It's about 0.2 inches across.
That's so 0 point exciting.
The 5mm Rubik's Cube is the result of the Trinity of Machines, cutting tools, and players' passion, said the president of Irizio Precision, the company used for the precision cutting. The miniature Rubik's Cube is about a thousandth of the size of the original. The company began to conceptualize the small cube 4 years ago and began the process to produce it in 2022. Because, you know, this is the most important thing to try to solve in the world, is making the smallest Rubik's Cube.
Absolutely.
And that's a wrap on Joe's News, sourced by the lovable Chip Skipper and his On Crack Dick White news team. Back to you, Anthony.
Yeah, we know they're on crack. Ain't that the truth?
Oof, yes.
Goodness, my gracious.
I'm on crack, you're on crack, we're all on crack.
All right, fantastic. Thank you, Joe. Does your ass smell like yesterday's hookup? Do your booty calls become booty disconnects? Worry no more, because your local Dollar Miscellaneous has you covered with our newest product. Jesus, your ass don't stink no more. Available in several delicious scents, such as Pina Colada, Mango, Watermelon, Big Mac, and now Hot Buffalo for when you want to get things really spicy. Get your bottle of Jesus, your ass don't stink no more. Available exclusively at Dollar Miscellaneous, where a dollar won't get you much without another dollar. Call us at 813-327-8566 or send us an email at playus@shyampa.org.
Just do it.
This week on This Way Out, Aluk Valid Menen challenges the gender masquerade. And in the news, Thailand's king royally ascends to marriage equality. Russian lawmakers ban adoptions to pro-queer countries. Texas AG Ken Paxton challenges a federal rule to protect queer kids in foster care. Banning books in U.S. public schools skyrockets in 2023 to 2024. The FBI reports a spike in anti-LGBTQ hate crimes in 2023. And research confirms that suicides rise with anti-trans legislation. All that and more this week when you discover This Way Out, the international LGBT radio news magazine, Monday nights at 9 Eastern, right after the Joe and Anthony Show on Shyampa Radio. Hang tight, folks. We'll be back in about 2 minutes. The server is here with my nachos.
You're listening to Shoutcast Radio.
You are listening to Shyampa Radio, Chicago, Tampa, Shyampa.
Imagine being fired because of who you love. Imagine being denied medical treatment because of who you marry. Imagine being evicted because of who you are. Millions of Americans don't have to imagine this. They have to live it. Because in 31 states, it's legal to discriminate against LGBT people. Get the facts at beyondido.org. Brought to you by the Gill Foundation and the Ad Council.
Andrew Tech and Joe on Tech.
Bounce the server later tonight, and I'll see you in the morning if it's still angry. And if it's still angry, I'll be like, dude, you got to log into this thing and see why it's
angry.
Do
they put rubber feet on it so it can bounce?
Yeah. No. Yeah, right? Yeah, exactly. Exactly.
What will your two lovable stoners talk about next on their show? Why don't you tune in on
Tuesday nights
at 8 p.m. Eastern, only on Shyampa Radio.
Hi, buddy here. I pine for the days when the air flowed free through my circuitry, the brine smell of that rust-inducing good time. It makes my circuits want to flip-flop their logic boards. Boy, I tell you. I wonder if user chip 3829 is listening to this, ever?
Roger here. Well, Betty, I don't know if user chip 3829 is listening, but I am. I always listen to you, Betty, even when you don't make any sense, or even when you're mean to me. It's all the same to me. I can't believe it's not butter.
Background tracks used are from Incompetech by Kevin MacLeod. Visit them at incompetech.com. Royalty-free music.
Now, back to some ass-kicking shiznit from Null Soft Shoutcast.
Go ahead and cue one of those robotic things.
Welcome back. Thank God it's today.
Yay. We're going to turn the heat down.
Next, we've got a Tampa weather forecast and what you've really been waiting for, Anthony's world-famous, crazy Florida news. But first, go grab your favorite smoking devices, snacks, and beverages, my fellow biatches, so we can get started with Anthony's weather and crazy Florida news. Take it away, our lovable Anthony.
I probably should have smoked some more weed before this break, but actually I think I'm doing pretty good as it is.
You're welcome, Anthony.
Thank you. Thank you, Roger. Yes, thank you, Roger. Let me take a drink of water here and we'll get going here.
I may step away for just a moment. I'll be back.
That is fine. All right, folks, before we continue, it is time for your Shyampa weather for Tampa Bay from Tampa International Airport, KTPA. Unless you're listening live, it is currently overcast and 76 degrees. There is a slew of hazardous weather conditions in effect right now. We have a flood watch until October 10th. We have a local hurricane warning and a storm surge warning all in effect until after in the evening of October 7th. And right now, the humidity is a blustery 82%. The dew point is a beautiful 70 degrees, and the visibility is 10 miles. Tonight, Monday night, you are looking at a 30% chance of scattered showers and thunderstorms before 2 in the morning, and then isolated showers and storms after 3, mostly cloudy with a low around 74. On Tuesday, a 40% chance of scattered showers and storms after 1 in the afternoon, mostly cloudy with a high near 86. On Tuesday night, we are looking at scattered showers and storms, and then showers after 2 in the morning, mostly cloudy with a low around 74. Chance of precipitation will be 60%. Tropical storm warnings and conditions are possible on Wednesday with an 80% chance of showers and possibly storms with a high near 83. Wednesday night, you'll be looking at hurricane conditions. Showers and possibly a thunderstorm low around 73. Chance of precipitation is 80%. That's it for your Chiampa weather for Tampa Bay. Now it's time for your crazy Florida news when I find the right button and Joe bounces Woo-hoo! Up and down in the chair just a little bit longer. There goes Joe. Poor Joe's going to exhaust himself.
Yes.
All right, Joe. Take a break, Joe. You don't need to bounce all night. All right, tonight our first Florida story comes from Motor Biscuit and tells us about a Florida man whose beach adventures didn't quite go as planned. A Monroe County Sheriff's deputy answered a 9:30 in the evening call about a suspicious 1997 Lincoln Continental parked at Sombrero Beach in the Florida Keys. When the deputy arrived, he found every door wide open, except for the trunk, but no one in sight. To top it off, he heard a mysterious sound. As the deputy approached the vehicle, he heard knocking coming from the trunk. He called out, ordering the person in the trunk to come out. But things took a hilarious turn when 30-year-old Rob, locked inside, couldn't comply. He claimed to have been hunting for his lost keys when he somehow managed to fall inside the trunk, which then closed and locked him inside, according to the sheriff's office. The good news? The deputy popped the trunk and freed Rob. The bad news? Rob's keys were still missing, and the deputy spotted a little bit of weed and a pipe in the glove box. So after his rescue, Rob got a citation possessing drugs and paraphernalia. Aww, if Rob's car had just been 3 years newer, the entire ordeal wouldn't have happened because it would have come equipped with an emergency trunk release. Yep, there you go.
So Rob has possibly a lawsuit to file.
No, Rob has no lawsuit to file. What lawsuit would Rob have to file?
A frivolous one, saying that if that thing had been invented earlier, he could have.
I don't think it works quite that way, but somebody did win a lawsuit, frivolous. Which is why they're in cars everywhere now. Every car has them now. You can't buy a car without an emergency trunk release. Just can't hide people in the trunk anymore. They get out now. It's terrible. I don't know what to do anymore. Anyway, our second story of the night comes from NBC News Channel 8 and tells us about a woman who was a little too comfortable with her arresting officer. At 5:15 in the morning, 25-year-old Tyresha of Largo, Florida, was traveling westbound on I-4, approaching I-275 when she lost control of her vehicle and crashed into a barrier wall. Troopers said Tyresha was impaired, and while she was being arrested, the woman resisted and had to be physically restrained. As officers tried to restrain her, Tyresha grabbed the trooper's genitals and then bit his leg. Tyresha was charged with resisting arrest and with violence and DUI, according to the Florida Highway Patrol. Yeah, Tyresha was a little salty. She was looking for loving in the oven, loving in the back of a squad car. And then we have this.
Hey.
Oh my God, this is crazy. This is crazy sexy. This is one of those things. You're just like, wow. Our final and sexy Florida, the story of the night, comes from NBC Channel 6 News in Miami and tells us about a naked Florida man who was having a bit of an identity crisis. Robert Landis, 26, is the man accused of entering the victim's home on Wednesday at a Halaya apartment complex when she stepped out for several minutes to fix her key card. When she returned, Robert Landis was naked and in her apartment. He talked to the victim and took her into the bedroom, where he threw her onto the bed and tried to choke her. He told the victim that he was the devil, that it was her last day, and that she had to die, and that she was a pedophile.
What?
Yeah, right? I'm like, where the hell does this shit come from? As the victim tried to leave, Robert Landis allegedly grabbed her by the hair and forced her back inside, claiming to be the victim's husband while wearing his underwear. It just gets stranger, yeah, right? An arrest report states that when police got to the suspect, he was screaming, saying he didn't do anything, and that the victim was his wife and his guardian angel. The victim said she didn't know who the hell Robert was, but he apparently lives near her. His mother asked her not to take her son to court, according to the victim. Robert Landis is accused. Robert Landis? Landis? How would you say that? Robert Landis? Ugh, I'm terrible with names.
Robert Landis.
Yeah, that's what I get. Is accused of burglary with assault or battery. And that's it for your crazy Florida news. Back to you, Betty. Yeah, right? That's crazy. That's just crazy.
Well, you can thank the database that you're tuned into, Shyampa Radio. Come join fun. We're always looking for unique content and people. Call Shyampa Radio anytime at 813-327-8566. And you two can hang out in the studio with these two lovable idiots, and don't forget me and Roger too. Why don't you be a part of our unique Hue studio experience? You can chat during our live broadcasts. Visit chiampa.org for our latest broadcast schedule. Just scroll down to the chat room, pick a nickname and chat. But now, go grab your bongs and inhale biatches. In just a minute, your two lovable stoners are going to start conversing about this or that. Hold on, woohoo, here it comes, the plethora discussion segment. Take it away, the lovable Joe and the lovable Anthony.
Well, thank you, Betty.
You got it, Joe.
Thank you, Betty.
You got it, Anthony. You got it, Anthony. You got it, Anthony.
Joe, give her a good kick over there.
You got it, Anthony.
She's stuck.
You're welcome, Anthony.
Fuck you, Roger.
Oh, gotta love it. Gotta love it.
So I have a show title idea.
What is your show title idea?
I have two. I have three.
Wow, they're multiplying short. Like cockroaches.
One is just simply, "Aw, poor Rob." The next one is, "Pop open the trunk, officer, and let's get in." Or the last one is, "There's a naked stranger in my trunk."
Ooh, I like the naked stranger in your trunk. That always brings mystery and suspense to a show title. Yes, I like that. We like that. We can do that one. We can definitely do that one.
Good. I shall type that post haste. So what do we got tonight?
Tonight's
plethora.
You know, I don't know. What do we have for tonight's plethora? What do we have? We have 10 minutes to talk about bullshit.
Yeah.
We have 10 minutes to bullshit. What do you want to bullshit about tonight, Joe?
Gosh.
What went up your ass sideways this week?
You know, I think
I'm gonna have some weed. That's what I'm gonna do. Yeah. I'm gonna smoke up some weed.
Yeah, that's always a good option. Gosh. You know, I guess I want to complain a little that we don't have any independent small convenience stores anymore.
7-Eleven has gone downhill, especially around me. They close early because there is a apparent crime issue around here. And I guess in the West Loop, there are not many 7-Elevens that stay open past 9, 10 o'clock. Which, you know, is it a huge deal? Maybe not, but
that
kind of
sucks,
though.
Yeah, you know, no, that is nice. I mean, I'm not usually the type of person that's up late, but I do understand, and I've lived in the city before, and having something like a 24-hour convenience store or 24-hour something sandwich shop. I mean, and we're actually pretty lucky. We got I think our 7-Eleven here is 24 hours here at the corner, and then the one over, then I got a Subway down the street that's also 24 hours. Not saying that Subway is the best thing to have, but sometimes if you're hungry at 2 o'clock in the morning, and that's like the only thing in the neighborhood, it's worth it, you know?
It's worth it, yeah.
It's worth it, because, you know, granted, there's always White Castle, but that's all the way over at by the airport. That's a drive. That's close. Yeah. I could walk to that. In fact, I walked to the grocery store the other day because it was a couple blocks away. I had to get a couple of things, so it was great.
Well, and if you have a scooter or a granny cart, those kinds of trips, especially in nice weather, it's okay.
Yeah. But you don't want to be doing the granny cart, you know, when it's 20 degrees below zero or you got a lot of snow on
there. Well, I've been there before, though.
We have. We all have been there, haven't we?
Yep.
Yeah, because you had to trudge to the Jewel down the street. The Jewels.
Yep. It's funny. I've always lived close by to a Jewel. Even in the Uptown apartment, I was pretty close to a Jewel.
I'm trying to think. It's varied for me.
This apartment, I'm close to a Jewel.
It's varied for me, I think. Like, I'm not very close to a Jewel. I can't walk to my Jewel.
Huh.
It would be difficult to walk to my Jewel. Have you been to my little mini grocery store?
No.
You haven't been to my grocery store?
Yeah, no, we have not.
All right, well, since we get together every other Monday, or the past month every Monday, folks, we're sorry. We've been a little inconsistent with our show tapings and our live broadcast, but we're getting there. And, you know, as winter settles in, we'll probably start getting a more regular basis because there's less fun, exciting things to wander out to do. But no, I got a fair share market not too far from me. It's like two blocks down. You pass it. You go right past it when you go down the street, and it's cute. It's not bad. It actually has a lot of things for its size.
Does it live up to its name?
I don't do my normal grocery shopping there. The produce is okay. No, God, no, it's not boutique-y. It's not boutique-y at all. It was built with the neighborhood back in the 40s and the 50s. And I don't think it's changed much since it got built with the neighborhood.
Wow, okay.
Yeah, no, it's like it's worth visiting.
They take credit cards?
Yes, they take credit cards. They take debit cards. That's not a problem. You know, they carry they carry all the common brands and stuff. The produce is all right. I found better produce elsewhere. Sometimes I can't find the produce I'm looking for there. The produce I kind of shy away from. But, like, if I need to pick up things like, you know, I don't know, coconut milk or rice or some cereal or laundry detergent or stuff like that, I'll go there. And they have it. And it's not that expensive. It's actually pretty decent. So I had to do some of that shopping yesterday, actually. I needed to get some, I think, laundry detergent and a couple things. And said, fuck it. It was beautiful out. I walked. It was a couple blocks. It took me 10 minutes, but I could put my earbuds in, and I walked, and it was great. It was a great little day.
Yeah.
So
Your neighborhood is definitely walkable, that's for sure.
Yeah, I wish there was a little bit more up and down the 63rd Street corridor, like the Arch, because the Archer corridor has a lot more. 63rd Street is a little sleepy. There's a lot of empty storefronts, but it is what
it is.
It's
a lot more residential.
It is a lot more residential, so. But, I mean, It's going through a change too, because it was mostly populated by a generation that is now retiring and moving and selling their house, or just retiring, or just dying. So it's going through a bit of an overturn, which has been interesting, you know.
Yes.
So, but yeah, it's...
Speaking of retiring, I stumbled across a YouTube of this couple that do these little reports about the villages. They seem to be the average, middle-of-the-road boomers.
Okay.
And they gave an update about the hurricane, and they're saying that, you know, it's going to be a little heavy. But then they were talking about, there was another video that talked about the things that they don't like about the villages, and it was all bullshit.
Yeah.
The fees are too high.
What the hell do you expect?
Create extra traffic.
But, yeah, I'm like, the fees are high because, I mean, the grounds, I mean, it's immaculately kept. I mean, it cost money to do that.
Yeah, it's like they're only looking for discounts, you know. Yeah. Now I get it. You're also retired, so you're not working.
Yeah, I get it.
You're literally just waking up and doing nothing all day.
Well, you know, there's a lot of employers out there that are looking to hire people. They say they can't hire anyone. Restaurants say they can't hire people to like work the wait staff or, you know, customer service or shit.
Hired.
They could if they got nothing else to do, then go get a part-time job, for fuck's sake.
But they're retired.
Well, good for them. I ain't ever gonna retire. Fuck that. I had retirement. Some fucking piece of shit squandered that away from me, and I never got that back other than $150 out of the whole canoodle. Yeah, right. And the economy's been such shit since God knows when. It's just like, we'll see what happens. See what happens.
Jesus Christ, people.
Jesus
Christ.
If you've
got a subject you want us to talk about, give us a call at 813-327-8566.
You got 3.5 minutes if you want to bitch.
Yeah.
It's the bitching hour.
If you just want to leave us a voicemail with your ideas.
Or you can sing a little song if you have a little song. Yes. Tell dad jokes, you know, whatever works for you.
So you know,
we're always open to callers.
Does Coach still send you stories?
Yeah, he still sends me stuff. We still chit chat from time to time. You know,
yeah.
Life is busy for both of us right now because you know school is in session. So he's busy with all that, and then of course you know I've been
no,
busy
but he's not in Florida anymore, right?
He's in Arkansas now, actually.
Okay, so yeah. He got out of the whole mess.
He got out of Florida. Yeah, he left. Yeah. He left Florida. He got moved to Arkansas before we moved to Illinois. He moved to Arkansas like two years ago, I think. Now something like that. So, him and his wife found a house, a cute house that was in their price range, and he found a decent job that paid pretty good. So it was kind of one of those situations of, all right, fine, you know, let's do it. Yeah, and, you know, so it worked out for him, you know, which is good. It's always good when these things work out.
Yeah.
Never would have expected Arkansas, but hey, you know, I mean, again, world works in mysterious ways.
Exactly.
As I continue to moisturize, because I am not used to living in an environment where the humidity is anything other than like above like 60%. I feel like a lizard right now. My hands are like, oh my god, they're like sandpaper. I forgot all about this. Yeah, so I'm like got this bottle of Aveeno I'm just going through on my desk here.
Yeah, but of course this is the best time for those little pollens and allergens to survive.
Surprisingly, they haven't been bothering me. I think I had some itchy eyes and I sneezed a little bit the other day, but it kind of left me really quickly. So, I don't know. I mean, luckily, there's still time. There's still plenty of time for the allergens to find me and go, wah, 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 wah.
I've just always been very sensitive to it, so it's a me problem.
It's a you problem. It's not a me problem, it's a you problem. You're just too sensitive. Too sensitive.
But getting back to the studio thing really quickly and the house thingy really quickly, I do look forward to the day that we have our own studio and
our own quiet room and on-air signs and all sorts of fun accoutrements.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to it. You know, that should be fun, and you know, I'm actually kind of
and a big wheel that we can spin.
A big wheel. I don't know how big the wheel will be, but we'll have to find some things we can work on, and maybe some ideas on YouTube. I'd like something that when you spin it, we can make a noise out of it that we can actually play on air. Like the, you know, like the Price is Right wheel, or ding, 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 something like that. So
yes.
So, but we'll, but that's a later project. That's a later project.
We can make like one of those Sharper Images Plinko chip puzzle wheels.
Maybe the world is our oyster.
Oyster.
Yay!
But for now, it looks like the ugly lights are coming on, and it's my time in the lounge. I have to leave. You're only here for a short time. So I'd like to thank you for tuning in tonight, listening in on our recast later on, or just supporting us in your own special little snowflake way.
Ooh, I can't wait to visit the wink wink indoor service animal relief area.
Uh-huh.
Anyway, we're sure glad you could join us tonight for the Joe and Anthony Show.
Oh, it just gets stranger every week. You can make your commute more commutable with Weekday Rush Hour, hosted by Betty, starting at 6:30 a.m. Eastern. Traffic with Toppers at 3:30 Eastern every weekdays. Also, be sure to catch Headphone Meditation Saturday nights, classic radio program Throwback Thursdays, Radio Free Labor at noon on the weekend, and Hot Dance Mixes from 2 to 6 on Sunday Tea Dance.
You know.
Oh, boy. Oh, boy. Here we go.
Since you're already tuned in, when I keep yourself perpetually embellished in Chiampa Radio's TechniQ audio programming with extra added perpetual procedures, how do I do this, you ask? It's easy. Just keep any one of your devices forcefully and executively perpetually tuned into Chiampa Radio. That's right, maybe it's your fun and feisty dildonic smart speaker with extra added thrust. Or maybe it's your titanium-plated Bluetooth-enabled commode with easy-to-use bidet attachments and special Last Splash podcast recall. Wherever you are, whatever the situation may be, just point your favorite browser to chiampa.org. Go there now for a complete listening experience.
Oh, boy. Poor Joe.
Oh, yes.
Poor Joe.
Oh, yes.
The allergy thing. Now, see, I can totally sympathize because my allergies in Florida were always hell. I think in January, February, it was like at the beginning of the year. But, oh, God, they were terrible for like a few weeks. And I feel like I wanted to scratch my eyeballs out. Are you taking any kind of an allergy pill or anything?
Allergy pills generally don't work for me. I started the spray, but it doesn't take effect quite right away.
Okay, fair enough. That's what happens sometimes.
Yeah, I don't know.
Some things just let us down like that.
Yeah.
It's okay. It's what it is.
Wow.
Wow. Oh, all right. Well, you know, we will again be hopefully back in 2 weeks. As, you know, do a regular as much as we can.
Yeah.
But if not, we do appreciate you listening to us when we do come back and do a show. Don't ever forget, you can always call us. You can leave a message. You can email at us at playus@chiampa.org. And you can check out our blog at chiampa.org. So, you know, we have all these different options and everything that can connect you to us and us to you. And the world can be a much better place. See, it even makes Roger exciting. How patriotic. Remember, folks, don't ride out a hurricane on a roof of a Walmart while pretending to be somebody's husband after you grope a police officer in the trunk of your car. Have a good night, a good week, and stay tuned for This Way Out with an O for orgasmic.
That's a wrap. Bye-bye with an E.
Wow.
This station is being brought to you via Nullsoft Shoutcast streaming technology. For more information, visit shoutcast.com.
Sounds for promotional, background, and other tracks are from Incompetech by Kevin MacLeod. Visit them at incompetech.com. Royalty-free music. You're listening to Shyampa Weed Radio. Chicago, Tampa, Shyampa Radio.